Today on Gardening in a Minute, rosemary. Rosemary is a pungent herb that's great for cooking and very easy to grow. This evergreen plant emits a spicy aroma from its small, needle-like leaves. You can dry the leaves or use them fresh in meals. If you don't like the flavor, remember that rosemary is also an attractive, drought-tolerant plant with small lavender flowers. Both shrub forms and ground cover forms are available. It's best to start your rosemary from softwood cuttings or purchase small plants from a garden center, as it can be difficult to start from seed. Your plant will need a sandy, well-drained soil and at least 6 hours of sun. Rosemary is originally from the Mediterranean and prefers dry conditions. Consider adding this versatile herb to your edible landscape today. For more information about rosemary and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, driveways and sidewalks. Most home landscapes include a driveway and at least one sidewalk. These are often made of poured concrete, since this material is durable, affordable, and relatively simple for builders to install. But a major drawback of most concrete is that it's impermeable. When it rains, water runs off the concrete and into stormwater drains, carrying potential pollutants with it. A more environmentally friendly choice for driveways and sidewalks is to use mulch or pavers on a sand base. These materials are porous, so they allow excess rainwater to seep into the ground. This helps to filter pollutants and recharge our groundwater supplies. By creating a Florida-friendly driveway or sidewalk, you'll help protect Florida's environment for generations of future gardeners. For more information about driveways and sidewalks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dollar spot. Dollar spot is a fungal disease that affects turf grasses in Florida. It starts by causing tan-colored lesions on individual leaf blades. As the disease progresses, it creates round, straw-colored patches in the grass that start out the size of silver dollars, but can spread up to 6 inches or more in diameter. Dollar spot is mainly a problem from fall through spring, especially in grasses that aren't getting sufficient nitrogen. Several approved fungicides can be used to treat current infestations. Because environmental conditions play a big role in the onset of disease, you can prevent future problems by following recommended rates for watering and fertilizing, and by watering your lawn only during the early morning hours. For more information about dollar spot and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, shade trees. When the dog days of summer arrive, shade becomes a coveted commodity. If you'd enjoy having more shade in your landscape, consider planting a shade tree. A shade tree is any tree grown specifically for shade. If you choose a large evergreen tree like a live oak or southern magnolia, you'll have dense shade year-round. Deciduous trees will shade your house in summer, but allow the sun to warm your house in winter. A few options include Chinese elm, Schumard oak, and sweet gum. You can plant shade trees at any time of year. Be sure to follow UF recommendations for proper planting practices. If you plant two small canopy trees near each other, you'll have the perfect shady spot to hang a hammock and relax on summer days. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how plants move. Their roots may keep them well grounded, but plants can move in creative ways. As a kid, you may have turned a plant seedling on its side and then marveled as the stem grew vertically again. This process is known as negative geotropism. Another example of plant movement is when vines lengthen their cells on one side of their stems, allowing the stems to twist and twine around supports. The leaves and buds of young sunflowers undergo a wilting and swelling cycle that lets them track the sun, a process known as heliotropism. And let's not forget how quickly some plants can move, like when a Venus flytrap snaps closed on an unsuspecting fly. So even if they can't uproot themselves, it's easy to see that plants are masters of movement. For more information about plant movement and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.